You're listening to the Chapter a Day audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 15, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "A wise man wouldn't answer with such empty talk. You are nothing but a windbag. The wise don't engage in empty chatter. What good are such words? Have you no fear of God, no reverence for Him? Your sins are telling your mouth what to say. Your words are based on clever deception. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first person ever born? Were you born before the hills were made? Were you listening at God's secret counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we don't? What do you understand that we do not? On our side are aged, gray-haired men, much older than your father. Is God's comfort too little for you? Is His gentle word not enough? What has taken away your reason? What has weakened your vision that you turn against God and say all these evil things? Can any mortal be pure? Can anyone born of a woman be just? Look, God does not even trust the angels. Even the heavens are not absolutely pure in His sight. How much less pure is a corrupt and sinful person with a thirst for wickedness? If you will listen, I will show you. I will answer you from my own experience. And it is confirmed by the reports of wise men who have heard the same thing from their fathers, from those to whom the land was given long before any foreigners arrived. The wicked writhe in pain throughout their lives. Years of trouble are stored up for the ruthless. The sound of terror rings in their ears, and even on good days they fear the attack of the destroyer. They dare not go out into the darkness, for fear they will be murdered. They wander around saying, "Where can I find bread?" They know their day of destruction is near. That dark day terrifies them. They live in distress and anguish, like a king preparing for battle. For they shake their fists at God, defying the Almighty. Holding their strong shields, they defiantly charge against Him. These wicked people are heavy and prosperous. Their waists bulge with fat. But their cities will be ruined. They will live in abandoned houses that are ready to tumble down. Their riches will not last, and their wealth will not endure. Their possessions will no longer spread across the horizon. They will not escape the darkness. The burning sun will wither their shoots, and the breath of God will destroy them. Let them no longer fool themselves by trusting in empty riches, for emptiness will be their only reward. They will be cut down in the prime of life. Their branches will never again be green. They will be like a vine whose grapes are harvested too early, like an olive tree that loses its blossoms before the fruit can form. For the godless are barren. Their homes, enriched through bribery, will burn. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb produces deceit." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, our hearts go out to Job as we watch him go through this experience where his friends are bringing accusation against him and questioning all the things that he says with sincerity. They treat him like he's hiding some sort of sinful activity or some sort of rebellion against You. But Lord, that's not what he was doing. As he looked at his life, he could see that there wasn't some form of outward rebellion against You. But he was confused why he was going through all of this, and what sad counselors these men ended up being. Mixing in with some words of truth and wisdom, they have all these thoughts of accusation and all these things they bring against Job. And in effect, they end up making him feel worse. But Lord, we're grateful that in our relationship with You, we know that when accusation comes against us, we have an advocate. Your Son, Jesus Christ, is our defender. We have the gift of His righteousness. And in your courtroom, He defends our cause based on the work that He has accomplished on our behalf. So we're grateful, Lord, for that reality. We're grateful for the fact that we can come before you as men and women who have been cleansed through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and our relationship with you has been restored. We're grateful for these things, Lord. We're grateful for your presence with us as well today. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. This week in the Healthy Discipleship community, we're discussing biblical principles for overcoming anxiety. The video feed of the training was just posted in the HDC Facebook group, so be sure to check it out if you weren't able to make the call. If you'd like to join me in the Healthy Discipleship community or learn more about it, please visit desirejesus.com and click the community link to learn what it's all about. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
Once in a generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.